Sydney Football Club got off the deck to win last week against Essendon. A young man who people would be surprised, debuting in 2014. Jake Lloyd has run up 25 senior games or thereabouts and is a very much an integral part of this Sydney team. He joins us on the line now. Prior to the big game against Port Adelaide, Jake, thank you very much for joining us.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. We go out to Horsham and through Ballarat, right out to the border, through various radio stations, so no doubt plenty listening to you this evening. Our first question, have you, as a group, looked at all of the game from last weekend, or only some of the game, or none whatsoever?
Yeah, good question, I guess. We've been copping this all week, but no, we reviewed the game as a whole, and you know, we were obviously pretty disappointed with our start last week, but we felt, I guess, after quarter time, we were on top in a lot of areas. We just couldn't capitalise on the scoreboard, and I guess the finish that we had certainly hopefully holds in good stead coming into this weekend's game.
Just as a trigger point, was there something that, as a group, everyone noticed that, hang on, we might just have this mob? Was there one moment in the game late in the third quarter or even early into the last quarter that you thought you could really work your way back into the game just on basic, on something that people may have observed?
I think the belief was always there, certainly at three-quarter time as well. And, you know, Horse certainly said to us, and Kieran Jack, our captain, brought us in at three-quarter time and certainly instilled that in us. But, you know, a couple of big moments, I mean, Parksy's courageous effort going back with the flight certainly, you know, got the boys up and about. And a couple of that chase down tackle by Bud, certainly, you know, those little acts that certainly bring the group together and, yeah, certainly help get us over the line, that's for sure.
Jake, I just think that Buddy, sometimes we all look at the offensive stuff that he does, but his defensive work, his tackle pressure is fairly outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big part of his game that I guess a lot of people don't see. And, you know, he showed that on the weekend with that chase down tackle in the dying stages. And, you know, he's certainly viewed on that at the club, and they're things front of mind for him. And it's not just about going out and kicking goals every week. It's doing those little one percenters that certainly drive and get the group up and about.
I thought Luke Parker, I mean, I know he's brilliant anyway, best and fairest winner, but thought he took his footy to another level and obviously then got the knock. How's he pulled up from that? Because it was a pretty solid knock.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, the doctors and stuff have been very helpful with him. He's, you know, had a pretty light week on the track and didn't do anything for a couple of days, to be honest. He had a couple of days off and so he got himself back together and he trained with the group today, pretty light duties, but he's in good stead and, you know, Parksy's a pretty tough guy. So he's, you know, he's looking forward to this weekend and, you know, hopefully all that's passed now and he's ready to go on Saturday.
Just a little bit about yourself as well. Horsham Demons boy, was it a big help to you playing senior footy before you actually arrived into the scene? We see a lot of the guys coming straight from the under 18, the TAC Cup, and it's a massive jump for them. I know the standards and the levels are different, but do you think that it helped your step into AFL footy, the fact that you played against men?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like you said, I guess it's certainly under 18 football is probably a lot faster, and I guess crash and bash against the bigger bodies in senior football is a lot different, and that's what you in AFL football. So I personally think that it did help me, and you know, I was able to come sort of straight in, and I guess it makes under 18 football a little bit easier too, I think. You know, the crash and bash isn't, it's not as heavy, and you're able to avoid you know, the bigger bodies and stuff, but I think, yeah, certainly think that our senior football helped me out.
How difficult is it to really know when you're solid as a player in that that side? Because it's all good sides. I mean, when you have a look at good sides, look at the moment, Gary Rowan's, you know, sort of come back into full fitness. All of a sudden, Isaac Heaney comes into the side. There's Harry Cunningham, yourself, all sort of vying for, you know, similar type positions. How difficult is that? And I suppose to feel secure about your spot.
Yeah, I think it's a great position to be in from the club's perspective. But, you know, I guess you go out there every week to play good football and you know that your squad is on the line. And certainly this week as well, we come up against Port Adelaide and we've got Jared McVay and Benny McGlinda come back in from last week's side. So, you know, it's a very tight for spots at the moment, but I guess you don't want to think about too much, and you just want to go out there and play your role. And if you can do that, you're you know, holding good stead for the following week to get picked. So you try not to put too much pressure on yourself, but at the same time, you know you've got to play well to keep that spot.
I just mentioned Isaac Heaney. How have you found him as a kid coming into the system?
Yeah, look, he's been super. He had a great pre-season, and he certainly slotted into the side very comfortably. You know, the boys certainly trust him out on the field at the moment, and you know he played really well in his first game last week, which is a credit to him. And you know, he's only going to get better and better as each game goes on. So, you know, the guys are very impressed with how he's been going.
We know so much about your regular players, the ones that are in the fanfare all the time. Tell us a little bit about Dean Towers.
Yeah, Dino, he come from Country Victoria as well, Ballarat. I guess a little bit similar to me. He grew up playing against Manny in the VFL for a couple of years, and Kinnear, as good as he is, spotted him there, and you know, he's been a crucial part of our team this year, and certainly through pre-season. And you know, he's going to take another step, I reckon. He's you know, a very good player, can run, you know, take overhead marks. He's got great endurance, so he's an important player to us.
Have you done your surveillance yet on Port Adelaide? Because it's going to be a massive game. I mean, obviously going over there, the whole of the Adelaide Oval experience is fantastic nowadays, but certainly, you know, they're a side on the rise as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, we had a review today and looked at Port Adelaide, and yeah, they're obviously a super team, and I guess the hostile environment over there with the Adelaide crowd, they certainly can get into the game pretty easily and pretty quickly. So it's important that we do start well this week, and you know, try not allow them to get into the game. And yeah, no, the boys are really looking forward to it. It's going to be a huge game.
Terrific to talk to you. As I said, a lot of love for the stations that we go through with your footy ability. Just let us know this. When you travel, do you sit with the same teammate, and do you share a room with the same teammate?
Fortunately, we get rooms to ourselves. Right. The guys have got their allocated seats on the bus to and from the game, so you're not allowed to sit in anyone else's seat. But flights, it could be anywhere. But usually the big boys get the exit rows and whatnot. So.
Right, yeah, the big boys entitled. So who do you have to sit next to on the bus?
I've just moved in next to Jeremy Laidler, so myself and Jeremy are towards the back of the bus, mate.
you'll get to right up the front eventually. Debuting last year in basically 22, 23 games out of a possible 27 or 28. Long may your career run. Terrific to have a chat. We love having a chat with all of the country boys as we go right throughout regional Victoria, indeed regional Australia. Do very, very well, Jake, against Port Adelaide this weekend.
All right. Thanks very much, guys.